Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Top Republican negotiators are back on Capitol Hill after announcing a deal last night with the White House that would raise the nation's debt ceiling. As NPR's Elena Moore reports, House Republicans now must rally support among their caucus ahead of a vote this week.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy characterized the agreement Sunday as positive. Speaking to reporters, he thanked the White House for their part in the negotiations.
We know at any time when you sit and negotiate within two parties that you got to work with both sides of the aisle. So it's not 100% what everybody wants, but when you look, the country is going to be stronger.
The speaker says he has solid Republican support for the deal, claiming that 95% of his conference is excited about what they see. That said, a handful of Republican lawmakers have expressed opposition to the proposal. The White House will brief Democrats later. Elena Moore, NPR News, the Capitol.
And the vote is expected on Wednesday. President Biden says he believes he and McCarthy are in a good place with negotiations and will speak again by phone today. Turkey's longtime president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has won another term in today's presidential election runoff, according to electoral authorities. He told jubilant supporters that Turkey alone has won. The BBC's Orla Guren has more.
Turkey's longest-serving leader will now be heading into a third term in office. For his supporters, of course, that's a cause for celebration. For his critics here, and there are many, it's a cause for fear. It's a cause for concern about the state of the economy, which he is blamed for causing, for example, rampant inflation. And also there are concerns on the part of many here about a further erosion of freedoms, free speech and civil liberties. But tonight it looks like the night belongs to the ruling party and to their supporters and to Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
The BBC's Orla Guren reporting. President Biden congratulated Erdogan on his win. Civil rights groups in California are asking police departments in the state to stop sharing their license plate tracking data with police in states that restrict abortion. NPR's Martin Costi has more.
Police departments routinely use automatic license plate readers to keep track of which cars appear in certain places. And those records can be sent to other police, even out of state. Jennifer Pinsoff is with the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
You can imagine it would be very easy for an investigator to query the address of an abortion clinic, and that would reveal the vehicles of patients, doctors, and others who are visiting that facility.
She says this poses a special risk to women who come to California from states where abortion is illegal. And the EFF, as well as chapters of the ACLU, have asked California police departments to stop sharing the license plate data out of state.
Martin Costi reporting. This is NPR News. A long-forgotten movie will be screened in public today for the first time in more than 100 years. As NPR's Netta Ulubi reports, the film is a landmark in Asian-American cinema.
This film is thought to be the very first full-length feature made by Asian-Americans. It's called The Oath of the Sword, and it's silent. It dates back to 1914, before Hollywood dominated the industry.
A lot of the film has remained intact.
Media historian Denise Kaur unearthed the movie with the help of archivists. It was stored among the thousands of movies at the George Eastman Museum in Rochester, New York. The Oath of the Sword is about a young man who leaves Japan to study at UC Berkeley. A restored version of the film with an improvised score by composer Naomi Nakanishi will be shown at the Academy Museum in Los Angeles. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.
At the weekend box office, The Little Mermaid took the top spot with an estimated $95 million in ticket sales. The live-action remake of the 1989 animated classic is the fifth biggest Memorial Day weekend opening ever. In second place, the 10th installment of the Fast and Furious franchise with $23 million in its second week for a total of $108 million domestically. In third place, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 with an estimated $20 million in its fourth weekend. And the Super Mario Brothers movie came in fourth with $6 million in its eighth weekend. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.